Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am here. Hi, everybody.
Hey, now, our guest for Psychic Night is Dale Shear. Are you there, Dale?
Aloha. Yes, I am.
Aloha, Psychic Dale Shear. We are always so excited to have you, Dale. They were calling for you yesterday. Told them to call you to today instead. TGIF, everybody.
We were having phone problems, severe, and hopefully it'll be resolved today. It'll be good.
That's true. I've been talking to them. They've been working on it. I mean, they are seems to be something that that I've been telling them a lot about. So, do you want to
Make
your call?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, you got them lined up already.
856.
Okay. 856. Hey, you're first. You're our lucky first caller. You're on live with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. This is Laura.
Hi, Laura. Where are you calling from, sweetie?
I'm in New Jersey.
Hey, that's my hometown.
Oh, yeah, what part of New Jersey?
I was born in Newark. I lived in Hillside, Lakewood, Bellevue, Bluefield, Toms River, West New York, New Jersey, and it goes on.
I lived up in Maywood and Lakewood.
You lived in Lakewood? Get out of town. What year?
Oh, gosh. Probably around 98, 99.
Oh, wow. Okay. I was there much earlier. But I think I loved Lakewood more than any place in my whole life, beside Tahoe. I really did.
Well, I'm in South Jersey now.
Now, where is South Jersey?
Cherry Hill.
Oh, Cherry Hill. Okay. You're sort of on the Philly border.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
Yeah, that's kind of neat. How can I help you, sweetie pie?
Well, I'm out of work. Friday was my last day, and I have a Skype interview coming up Tuesday to work remote, and I just wondered if you see me getting that, or is it going to be further out before I get work?
Okay. Did you you applied where, honey?
I applied for a job with a pharmaceutical company.
Okay.
But it's a contract.
Is anybody hiring until after the coronavirus?
Well, it sounds like they will. They're doing the Skype interview, and I guess they want to make a decision and at least get the career background checks done and everything, so that I guess they're ready to hit the ground running.
You're one of the three people they're looking at. So that's kind of good. Okay? Whether you get this one, what type of position are you looking at?
This one is change management.
Is it what?
Change management.
I don't know what that is.
It's getting the workforce ready to accept the changes, and there's a lot of communications and organizing.
Okay, you have experience with that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of it.
So, I have a fair amount.
You're in the running. So if you don't get this one, there's something right in back of this you will get. So don't worry.
I definitely do see
you having work. But because of the coronavirus, I'm surprised. The only ones that I know that are hiring, which is way out of your league, is like CVS Pharmacy. They're hiring 2,500 people to stock the stores. You got Raley's, Gelson's, all the ones in L.A. that are Ralph's that are hiring like crazy, just to stock the stores, and that's out of your league. But it's for, other people that can get work. You are going to be working as soon as this is over, so not to worry. And don't ask me when it'll be over because I don't have a rat's ass clue. I don't know.
Oh, my. All right. Well, that sounds promising, though, so I'm going to hold out for that hope.
Well, I do know the coronavirus thing will be over, but I mean, it's supposed to be peaking within a few weeks, but who knows, you know? But anyway, I tend not to watch the TV because I don't want to get so involved with it and start freaking out and start feeling. I'm like Barbara, I don't want to feel all the energy that's coming out of that, you know?
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
I mean,
no, I get that.
And I want you to check you have a car, and I want you to
check the
left front tire for a leakage in the car.
Okay.
Unless that already happened.
Well, I did have a flap back around Thanksgiving, and I got that repaired.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry I'm way back there. And then I see you're looking at homes in the future.
Oh, good. Yeah, I was supposed to buy a home, and I ended up having to pull out of the deal.
Why is that?
Well, because of the job situation and the virus and everything going around.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing because you know what? Homes are going down 35% because of all this. So you're going to have, once you get your job, you're going to have the option to buy something at a way cheaper price.
Oh, good. Oh, that's good.
So you're going to make a good salary, honey. You're going to be fine. The house is in Jersey. Is there a lot of coronavirus up there where you are?
There is. We have quite a number of, I forget the number. Actually, it was weird. I was just looking at it, and we are, I think we're way up there. We're not as high up as New York, but we're pretty high up in our number.
But even where you live, you're on the border of Philly.
I'm not actually, we did have some cases down here, but I didn't actually look at it by county. I was looking at it by state.
I know about state, but county-wise, it's different. Like, I'm in Nevada right now, and it's very weird because I'm in Minden, Nevada. Hawaii is under siege. It's ridiculous. It's totally under siege. And they're begging everybody not to go there. And if you do go there, you get put in quarantine for 2 weeks. So it's that. Here in Nevada, where I live, out by Lake Tahoe, Gardnerville, Minden, there's very few cases. I mean, you know, Minden has zero, Tahoe has zero. You know, this area is kind of safe, you know, for now. So,
yeah,
know,
well, we have to, we're under quarantine from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. in the morning. And then during the day, we can only go out for essentials like pharmaceuticals or groceries.
Mm-hmm. What is your quarantine? From what to what?
From 8 o'clock until 5 in the morning. They don't want us driving or going anywhere.
Oh, 8 o'clock at night until 5.
Until 5 in the morning.
Yeah, and then is there a rush to the grocery store to get everything?
Yeah, the grocery stores have been really crowded in the morning hours.
Mm. Well, I saw this coming, so you can ask Barbara 2 weeks. 3 weeks earlier, I went and stocked up on everything. I think I have 2 months worth of food. And no one can get water, and I was suggesting people call, you know, Alhambra or Sparkless to get water, you know. But you're going to be fine, so not to worry, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right, let us know what happens at the job, okay?
I will. Thank you. Stay safe and everybody else, too.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You too. You know,
now,
that's a great job.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm
that,
sorry.
That
I'm
number
so
to
long.
Call
me.
Oh, sorry. I was going to give out
Johnny,
your number. You know, the number
oh, yeah,
to
wait,
reach
wait.
You.
No,
first.
No. Johnny, give out your number for people to call.
Oh, of course. 563 999 563-5-9-5.
That's 563-999-3595 to call in and talk to me free now.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'll
right
give my
now phone while we're so, here. Yeah, right now while we're here. So
what were you saying?
But I was saying, okay, that is interesting that, you know, she's on top of it because somebody who's going to be managing the new way that things are going to be run. I mean, she's, of course she's going to get a job.
Yeah.
I mean, there's probably a lot of need for that in the very near future. So I didn't even think about that is like a major job position now, managing the new way of how things are going to be run. There's a lot
that
of
is
companies
be,
that have to redo.
It's going to be really weird, the new way.
It's going to be very weird. Hopefully it will go smoothly.
I don't, you know, what people don't realize is, even if, and it's not going to happen, on April 15th, if they open up everything like the president wants, not going to happen. Mm-hmm. But when they do open it, people got to realize that before it gets back up and running and all these people rush to the restaurants and all that stuff, there's going to be still a lot of fear. And
yeah,
a lot of people aren't going to go right away. They may wait a month or something or a few weeks before they even consider it. There's not going to be a rush. Oh, well, restaurant's open, let's go. Because, you know, the thought is always in the back of someone's head, Barb, that they could get the virus, you know, by somebody.
I was thinking that, too. It's when
yeah,
things open
back up.
No, I'm going to still stay in. I'm going to be very careful still. And, you know, these, like China, when I visited there years ago, people still were wearing masks just out and about. And I thought it was because of pollution. There's so much exhaust. And it's probably because they've been through a lot of these viruses and they just kind of get used to wearing masks. A lot of my friends say they're too embarrassed to wear it. Well, you'll be regretting that when you, you know, are rolling over like thinking you're going to die from the flu that's 22 times as worse as the regular flu.
Barbara,
and the regular flu is pretty bad.
Barbara, don't manifest it. It's okay. You know how that is. You manifest it.
Yeah.
You will get it. And I just refuse to let it in. But anyway, let's go to the next call.
Area code 307.
307, you're on live with Psychic Dale Shear. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
And what's your name?
My name is Alyssa, and I'm from Wyoming. And
I bet you got no viruses up there.
Oh, I think there's like 9 reported cases or something.
I'm moving, Barbara. Get the trailer. We're moving to Wyoming. We're going to Wyoming.
I know.
Yeah, everything.
I haven't heard anything about Wyoming in the news.
They're being precautious. I mean, they shut everything down, and well, not everything. You know, the grocery stores and stuff are open, but yeah, we're just supposed to stay inside here. I guess like everywhere.
Why? What, 9 people?
Yeah, they did it. Actually, it was a week ago they started doing it, and we only had 1 reported case.
Well, I guess they want to keep it that way. What happens when, this is like a coronavirus show, but what happens when people end up visiting you guys in Wyoming? Do they put you in quarantine for 2 weeks?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't really heard anything about that. I'm not for sure.
Okay.
I know that we can't, if we leave Wyoming, then we have, when we come back to Wyoming, we have to be quarantined. But that's the only thing I heard.
Oh, okay. Well, I think there might be some sort of quarantine. They're real strict up there. It's a beautiful country. Never been there. Want to go there. I see horses around you. I see horses around you, and I see mountains. What's going on there?
I don't know. I don't have no. I'm not around no horses.
Hold on. there, if you look out, it's around you. I didn't say in the house. I'm saying near you.
Yeah, there's lots of people that have horses around me.
Thank you, because I see
there's
them around me.
There's wild horses here, actually.
What? Wild?
There's wild, yeah, wild horses all over.
Oh, okay. In Nevada, we have them as well. What do you need to know?
Yeah.
What do you need to know, sweetheart?
I was just kind of wondering, like, about my love life, if I was going to, if anybody's coming in my life or anything like that.
Let me be blunt. Right now, your love life sucks, okay? But you do have three men coming in, okay?
Okay.
One you don't know. They're from friends or dating online or something of that sort. And they're really neat people. One is gray hair, tall, very good looking. The other one is a little bit younger than you. And the other one has a G in his name, G like George. So it's through people you meet these people. And I know that's hard to believe because I think in Wyoming everything's spread out, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, you must be far away from somebody, but I mean, what are you doing in Wyoming? What do you do there?
Nothing. Work and, yeah, work is about all.
You still
there's
working?
Really, there's nothing to do.
I know. What do you, Barbara, what do you think of that? Barbara?
Get a horse. Get a horse.
Get a horse.
I would that's my dream. Oh, I love that country where you live. And I just looked up Wyoming. You guys do have some more cases than you think.
How many?
Okay, well, I just had it here. 29
oh
cases.
My God.
And zero deaths. Zero.
Well,
oh,
we
I didn't
have.
Know, so we are getting it.
Yeah, but is it in the same place in Wyoming, Barbara, or is it spread out the whole
Let
state?
Me look if I can see that on here, because it might not be the one that I'm looking at. It does not show that. It doesn't show just the state and the little dots or anything. I don't have that graph in front of me, but I can continue to search for that. But you're doing a lot better than where I'm from in California.
Yeah, well, I would say,
oh, yeah.
I could be,
no, 2,617 we have.
What?
Ooh.
In LA?
Yes, and 55 deaths. Well, all of California. So, because I'm not even in LA County. So, but I'm in California. And 6 have recovered, 55 have died.
See, we're getting it. Nevada has the bulk of it. A large amount, not a large, maybe 700, I think. I don't know. Look up Las Vegas.
Only 278. 278, Nevada.
Where? Yeah, but that's not Las Vegas. That's Washoe, Reno, Elko. It's underlining areas, I think. But look up Las Vegas out of curiosity how many they have. But anyway, ma'am, I forgot about you.
Yeah.
What would you like to know? So what would you like to know besides men?
Do you see me? I just lost my job, too. So do you see any jobs coming?
What type of work do you do?
Well, I usually, I had a cleaning business for about 13 years. And then I moved to a different part of Wyoming, and I couldn't get the clientele again. So I started working at the surgical center, cleaning it at night, and they're not doing surgeries no more. So they let me go. So I mean, just really anything, but mostly cleaning.
Okay, but you got to be careful of that with the coronavirus. I mean, you know. I would wait on the cleaning for a while. Is there any other type of work you can do?
Yeah, I've worked, I've done a lot of like book work, secretary work. I used to do, help run a business, and I did like inventory, payroll, stuff like that.
Okay, you got to look at places that might need your help where you can work at home for a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, with the virus, it's rough. I mean, the cleaning, I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole right now because you don't know. You know?
I know. It's probably a blessing being let go from work.
Yes, it is. You just figured that out?
Yeah.
Go collect unemployment for now.
Yeah.
You can do that, I believe, unless you're an independent contractor.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
Then I would try go for the unemployment for now, and the president's supposed to be sending out money to people as well.
I heard that.
It'll be over in a few months, you know. So you have relatives, don't you, around you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so you can have all get together and do what you need to do there. I feel very bad because there are certain businesses that are doing quite well, but I just feel bad for everybody losing their job. I know all of Nevada, all the casinos, they've all lost their jobs. All the casinos are shut down. I know Tahoe, everything's shut down, and people are getting very scared, you know, and they can't pay their rent, and they can't buy food. Most people live from paycheck to paycheck. They can't do it, and it's very scary. So any little bit of money helps. We had a store in the casino, and they shut us down. So we're doing DoorDash, and we're doing very well doing it. You know, Grubhub. And it's so easy to do. If you have a car, you just join Grubhub or DoorDash. And if you want to know about DoorDash, you know, we'll send you a link. But it's so simple. You just pick it up and deliver, and you don't even – you leave it at their door, and then you text them or ring the doorbell. So it's pretty safe.
So you don't have to, like, interact with the people you're dropping it off to.
Yeah, you're not interacting. Some people may come out, but they keep their distance, you know?
That's an idea.
Yeah, please do that because she'll make tons of money. I think the first week we made $200, and then it went up from there for the whole month. It kept going up and up and up.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm going to check that out.
Yeah. If you want, leave your phone number, Johnny, and I'll have my husband send you a link. You have it? Okay. I'll have my husband send you a link to DoorDash, okay?
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you so much.
And trust
me,
you'll make plenty of money. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Well, that is a good thing to suggest. That is a very good thing because people are relying on that.
Yeah, I know, but anytime I can help, like yesterday, we went out on DoorDash, and we went to Panda, Panda Express, and oh my God, there were 15 DoorDash people there, you know, picking up.
Really?
You know, people don't really leave the house. So we're and I think we're doing a service.
Remember a few times ago we were talking about how I said grocery store jobs are a good career, and they're all hiring now, people. And, you know, it's not just temporary. It's like you can make a career out of it and become a manager someday and have a lot of, and wonderful benefits. And, you know, go work with a mask and gloves on and protect yourself. But if you really need a job, they're hiring. All of them.
If you really need a job, they're out there. CVS Pharmacy, they're all out there. Ralph, like I said, is hiring. All of them. You know, they need people to stock the food, you know?
Yep.
So
they do
as well. Anyway, but I don't know about Wyoming. I think it's few and far between before a grocery store. I don't have a clue. I think that's
was
far
she
away.
The one from Wyoming that just asked about, was her question about the love life?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. She's so, like, there's nothing going on there. Now there's really nothing going on there. And I had thought about that before. Like, poor people who are dating or trying to date. Now that is really put on a halt for now.
Yep. But you know what?
Dating has been put on a halt.
It's not forever. It's for a few months, and then things will go back to the way they probably were, but we'll be a little bit more cautious. That's what I think.
Okay.
And let me give my private consultation number out. It's 808-372-1816. 808-372-1816. And I do charge a small amount, and you can call me, you know, for a reading. And I am in Nevada, Pacific time. Okay.
Okay. Next caller is 480.
480. But we have another caller.
Okay.
480 is on the line. Hey, welcome to the show. You're on with Psychic Del Shear.
Hey there. This is Michael.
Hi, Michael. How you doing?
Hi. Wonderful, wonderful. I'm on the other side of the state of you. I'm in Las Vegas.
God bless you. It's pretty bad down here.
No, and I'm looking to move to Phoenix as quickly as I can, as soon as this stuff's over.
I would move sooner.
Right? No, exactly. But my question...
Wait, I have a question.
Sorry, go ahead. Yeah.
Is Phoenix under the... how many people in Phoenix have the coronavirus?
Oh, that I don't know. That I don't know.
Barbara, can you check it?
I'm going to check.
Okay,
I will check while you go on.
So I think Vegas has like 420 as of yesterday.
I think it's more than that. I think it was up to 700 something.
Oh, okay, yeah, because I know it can balloon up like that real quick.
Yeah, I know, in like Tahoe, Minden and all, I know we're up to 60, you know, and in Washoe, which is Reno, we're up to 57 with four recovered. And then we have one or two in Elko, three in Douglas County. It gets, you know, it's not that much.
Yeah.
But I know Vegas. I feel my heart goes out to you. How are you people surviving?
Oh, well, fortunately, I'm not, I don't live my life in debauchery with gambling and drinking, so I have a savings account.
Well, that helps. That helps. But what type of work do you do?
Oh, actually, I just do, I've always been in sales, and Vegas is awful for that, so that's why I'm going back to Phoenix, but I'm going, I have been working at the management for the, convention center and a lot of different big events, so obviously that all got eliminated.
Yes, that did, but it's temporary.
It's just temporary, but I've never been more underemployed in my life than living in Las Vegas.
I can imagine. But no, it's the whole world. It's not just Vegas. It's just all of us.
Yeah.
You know, it's really bad. So, but what are you going to do in Arizona? What do you want to do?
Oh, I'm going to get back into sales.
What type? Where? What? What kind of sales?
I was in medical sales in California before I moved here. And then I've done business-to-business stuff. Like, I've worked for dot-coms and things like that, and there's
a lot
of dot-coms.
I feel like you can work from home, can't you?
That's the ultimate goal, is to find something to work from home.
I don't
the dream.
Think you're going to have a problem whatsoever. You should start hitting people in the Bay Area right now, start hitting them in Arizona, and tell them you're willing to work from home. I see you making tons of money. Tons.
I love that.
Yeah, you would do really well. But I'd get the hell out of Vegas.
Oh, my gosh. No, you're so right. But the main question that I had, because I know I'm going to be, you know, as soon as I get out of here, then, you know, money's just going to start coming in because of whatever job I do take. I mean, I can step into a crappy sales job and probably make, you know, $60,000-$70,000, you know, with
well, we have a nice girl, Barb. Are you single?
I'm inquiring about a woman that I've reconnected with back where I'm originally from in Michigan, and her daughter is a chef in Phoenix, and I'm trying to get her to move there as well.
Her daughter has a what?
My friend's daughter, who I'm trying to get her to move to Phoenix too. Her daughter lives in Phoenix, and she's a chef there, a vegan chef.
Oh, a chef in Phoenix.
Yeah. In Phoenix.
And so
yep.
you're trying to get the lady.
I'm trying to get her mom to move to Phoenix as well.
Where does she live? What area?
Michigan, where I'm originally from.
And that's a very good possibility. She will, but I think she's scared at this point to make any move. A lot of people are, you know. She will move, you know, eventually.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, we have Barbara, who's just single and free. Barbara.
I'm definitely not going back to Arizona, that's for sure.
Yeah, what's up with Arizona?
I'm right where I want to be, and it took me 2 years of manifestation to get to Huntington Beach, and I am not moving again.
Oh, that's funny because my friend's mom and sister with her husband live in Huntington Beach.
Oh, yeah. I love it in California, but I lived in Las Vegas too, and I was in your situation once where I needed to get out. I had to get out. That was during the 2010 when the real estate crashed and the whole town was getting boarded up. Yes, that was scary. That time was a scary time. But my brother was there and they made it through that.
I performed in Vegas for a month or so. There's a problem. Tahoe people and Vegas people just do not get along because we're country and they're city, you know. So
well, they think they're city. They're just trash.
You said it. I did it. You said it. I did it.
Literally has to be the dumbest community I've ever lived in my entire life.
It was dangerous because I heard more sirens in that city when I lived there than like all 24 hours. I mean, because it never closes. So you'd be going to work maybe at 8 or 9 and then you would feel like scared. There would be a drunk driver coming home from partying all night. Yes, that was weird.
I lived in Ventura, California, where I was in medical sales. But I tell you what, California taxes are just brutal on commission and bonus.
Oh, really?
Like almost
50%. Any state is brutal. But besides Nevada, we have the best tax structure that there is.
Yep.
So
Nevada, absolutely. Yep. If you're going to incorporate a business, come here and do it.
Okay. So you're going to make tons of money. We want to hear from you in the future. And if you need a private consultation, feel free to call me at 808-372-1816, and you'll be just fine, darling.
Wonderful.
And
thank you.
And the girl, she will move, too. Just keep...
Have a good move.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Have fun.
Thank you
for calling.
Okay?
Yeah, thank you. Bye, guys.
Okay.
Yes. I like that when the people, they have a plan, and I could just hear the excitement in his voice, which was very nice. And he knows where he wants to be. And then there is a woman that he likes over there with a daughter. So how perfect is that? He's used to the heat already, so that's good.
I love Nevada for the reasons you said, the tax structure. We have a few casinos here, but it's not as big. Tahoe people and Vegas people just don't hit it off. It just doesn't work. And it was rough, me just being in Tahoe for a month and having to do shows at the casinos. It was rough, you know, but it's just not a place I'd want to live. I mean, I love
really?
Tahoe.
I I love it. I mean, I like the city, but then it's nice to be able to, when I lived in Summerlin, to just get out of it, obviously. But I still am a city person. I like to be near a big city.
Yeah.
The water. I need water. You have
well,
beautiful
so do
lakes
I, and
there.
That's what I'm lacking. I mean, I had Hawaii, and Hawaii is totally shut down, and my house was oceanfront, and, you know, I had water. And that bugs me. But I might say this, the mountains with the snow on it are just as beautiful.
So beautiful. But Dale, you were saying something earlier, and I didn't catch it about Hawaii. Are there a lot of cases there, or are they just being very careful of who they're letting come in?
Go look it up. But I think last there were 77 or more, and it's just Oahu, and then they have Outer Islands, and everything has to be shipped in. The cruise ships are just landing there, and the people are very, very upset, even though they say that the people don't have the virus. They've shut down the whole town. They're closing the beaches. They're closing everything. They don't want people out and about, and they're going to hurt. They're going to hurt bad because everything has to be shipped in, and it takes a while. And the cost of living, what I don't understand, it's just that it's $2,500 for a one-bedroom apartment that's 500 square feet. So how are these people going to survive? They've got to work 3 and 4 jobs just to survive in Hawaii, and that kills me inside, you know. So
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how anybody's going to survive it.
I don't know, but it is so wonderful for vacations, and it's so beautiful. But I have a girlfriend, a Playboy Playmate, had a few kids. She had to move back to California, and she didn't want to because of the expense. It just got to be too much.
Well, Hawaii is extremely, it's one of the most expensive states in the United States. There's no places to live, no places to rent. They finally are cutting out the Airbnb so that the locals can live. You know, but in fact, they just put up a thing where they said no Airbnb allowed right now.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
So, yep, it's bad.
That
it's
was
bad.
People's last resort to do that. You know,
it
that
was
a good income.
Well, I'll give you an idea. Kahala, which is one of the rich areas, was making $93,000 a month off of Airbnb, and now they're down to zero. Everybody's house is up for sale.
Oh, wow.
What can I
They don't have that many cases. 120. Hawaii's coronavirus cases climbed to 120, up 14 from Thursday. Well, I guess that means
Is that Oahu?
It just says Hawaii's. I don't know what's wrong with my computer. It keeps going back to Yahoo search instead of Google, and Google's so much better. So I'm having a little trouble like getting the search engine thing that I like to use. So that's all I can see at this time.
Tony, what do we have next?
Okay. Well, our next caller is unidentified, but I screened this person, so I'm going to put her through. This is Kitty.
Hi, Kitty.
Hi there. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
You're on with Psychic Gail Shear. Great.
Thank you for having me.
What state are you in?
In Louisiana.
Okay. Oh, boy, you've got it bad there, too, huh? Okay. And you've been going through hell and back. Who's in the hospital? Okay, you have been going through hell and back. Who is in the hospital?
Yes.
So what?
I don't know anybody in the hospital.
Okay, it's going to happen. You're going to hear of a friend or somebody you know in the hospital. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you've been having a rough time. It's been rough for you.
Yeah. Very rough.
Very rough. And what type of work did you do?
I'm a photo assistant.
Okay. So you're young, though, aren't you?
No, I'm 43.
You're young. Okay. you're younger. What do you need to know?
Well, I have fallen in love with a man, and we dated for a couple of years, and someone kind of sabotaged our relationship, and I don't know who it was. I suspect a few people. Maybe it was already on the rocks, but he said he needed some space and that he was going to come back when he was feeling better because his mom passed away and my mom passed away within a year of each other. It was really stressful. And I messaged him
Let me stop you. Were they both in the hospital or were they at home when they passed away?
No, they were both at home when they passed.
Okay. I want to tell you something. When a man or a woman says she needs space, that means I got to find a way to get away from you and out of this mess. That's what it means. The relationship is over. Move on. You're going to find someone else. Yes, someone did sabotage you. It was an old friend of his that didn't like you. And you're going to have to move on and let go of it. He won't be back. I mean, if he does come back, it would be a miracle.
Well, I messaged him, and I said, hey, how are you doing? And he said, I'm doing pretty good.
Wait. I'm not understanding you. You got to talk slower.
Oh. I messaged him, and I asked him how he was doing, and he said he was doing good, and that he would like to see me after all of this mess blows over.
That may be the case, but I don't see you with him, and I don't see marriage with him.
Well, thank you very much. That was my question.
I know it was, but I don't want to hurt you, and I want you to move
on.
Because you're going to find someone else. You're very pretty. You're going to find someone else. Don't wait around for him, okay?
It's been a year.
It's been what?
It's been a year.
A year too long that you wasted your time. Move on, okay?
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You will find someone else, I promise you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Johnny, can you give out the phone number for you?
Sure, I'll give out my phone number, then you give out yours. The number to call in is 563-999-3595. That's the number to call in for the show. And Dale, what's your number?
Okay, no, I'll do mine later. 563-999-3595 to talk to us for free, okay? And I'll get mine out later. I don't want to confuse anybody. Do you have anybody waiting now?
Yes, we do. 954 is the area code. Let's see here.
954. Welcome to the show.
Yes, hi.
I'm live with Psychic Del Shear. Hi.
Hi, how are you? I am in New York, and I'm in the epicenter of it all. So.
Oh, boy. Oh, God.
I'll say
a prayer for you. How you doing?
Oh, thank
you.
I'm okay. I work at a bank, so I'm in an essential job, but I actually went to the doctor, and I have hypertension, and I am at risk. So I don't want to be there. I called, went to the doctor. He wrote me a note for 2 weeks. Now I'm going to go tomorrow, and hopefully he'll write me a note for another 2 weeks. Because my son also has asthma, and I don't want to, you know. But my question is,
Stop. We're not on a New York race. It's okay.
Okay.
Just a little while there. Okay.
Okay.
So, what I want to say is you are not going to get the virus. You will get the notes, and you have to use your son as you need to take care of him, okay? And the notes will be written, all right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, and then just are you locked in the house? Are you stuck in the house?
Well, I'm you know, I'm quarantining myself, but I do go out to grocery shopping and,
okay.
and stuff. And take walks, you know. But my question is, you know, my son is starting a business of tutoring online. So
great.
He wants to make me a part of it. So, I mean, do you see it being successful?
Okay,
where
is
I
he
can
going to tutor? What?
He tutors students online, you know, with English and different categories, international students.
Yeah.
So I really kind of want to get out of this banking, you know, like
yes.
I've had it.
I don't blame
so.
You. I don't blame you. He definitely is going to be very successful at it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can play a role in it somehow, some way. So, you know, the only fortunate thing is being confined to the house, you know, but other than that, yes, he's going to do very well.
Well, yeah, that's great. Yeah, I mean, he's an Oxford PhD student. He's graduating this year. So he's been, you know, graduated with a master's from Cumming. He's very educated, but, you know, hopefully he'll have opportunities to really do well. And hopefully I can be a part of at least this aspect of the opportunity. So I'm
yeah,
hoping.
You need to just manage him, manage his time, manage things. Things will all work out. He's going to do phenomenal.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
And you will get your letters from the doctor. Just talk to him about your son who has asthma, okay?
Yeah, I just don't want to compromise. I don't want to, I mean, my son is 35 years old, so he's not a kid, but I don't want to compromise his health if, God forbid, I get it and go out there to work and get
you're
it because
right.
I'm in a hot spot. My community is a hot spot, and yes. I just can't take that risk of him getting it and me getting sick. I mean, I'm 65. I'm not, you know, I'm not like a young, you know,
no, but
young woman.
You're going to be okay. So, I mean, do this. When are you supposed to see your doctor?
Tomorrow.
That's cool. Everything is going to be all right.
Yeah, I really, really hope so because it's just so bad over here. It's like, you know, there's so many cases.
How many thousands? You're the hot spot of the nation. Barbara, how many thousands did they have in New York City?
Oh, my goodness. Let's see that really quick.
I'm just looking at the TV. It says thousands of grocery delivery workers are going on strike. Okay. That should be interesting.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, people have to eat, though. Okay, so going back to look for you guys. It's so sad. Okay, New York State coronavirus count tops 10K. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I mean, you can't go on the subway unless you're an essential worker, which is a healthcare worker, pretty much. You know, the healthcare workers go on, but I wouldn't even want to go on the subway because I'm frightened, I'm petrified, you know, to go
okay.
too much.
You know
because,
what, sweetie? You made
mm-hmm.
your decision. Stay home, help your son. You're going to be fine. Trust me on this. I am really good at knowing if someone is going to get ill. I mean, I'm just really good at this stuff, okay? This is what I do for a living. But
right.
I know New York is very bad, and Jersey too, I guess. But, I mean, you're going to be all right, so just hang in there, okay?
All right. Well, thank you so much, and you guys stay safe as well, and God bless you guys, okay?
God bless
thank
you, too.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, this is turning out to be a really good show, Barb.
Very good. Very good.
At least we're getting a lot of knowledge of what cities are having the coronavirus and how bad it is.
Oh, yeah. I've been
very lucky
having people call from everywhere and telling us. Yes. You are very lucky where you are.
Yes, we are. But not Vegas. Vegas is bad. You know, Tahoe, Reno, Minden, Gardnerville. We're all lucky. So, you know, it's good. Hold on 1 second.
And remember, you were going to be the blackjack dealer, and you'd be out of a job if you went through all that, started a new job, and now you'd be out of one.
I don't know about you, Barb. When I start hearing all this stuff, I start freaking out and start feeling the energy of it and feeling like,
yeah,
you know, but that's not true, you know, but you know what I mean?
No. And because you're so sensitive, you're feeling the vibes, you're feeling it. And me too, I'm so sensitive, and it's just, oh, gosh, I wake up and I'm like, okay, is this really happening? It's unbelievable, really.
It is really happening, but it's happening for a reason, too. It's happening for people to wake up, and it's happening for people to understand things, you know, on a different level.
That's right.
Okay, what do we got, Tony?
Okay. Our next call is the 917.
Hi, 917. Welcome to the show. You're on live with Psychic Del Shear.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Wow, I didn't hear a beep, but thank you very much. Glad
Hi,
to
what's
speak
your name?
With you.
What's
Karen.
Name?
Karen in New York. I'm in New York. In New York City, Manhattan.
All my favorite
people in New York. I'm hearing the epicenter. I think actually Queens is.
Yeah. How is it?
I don't know how they determine this. You know, and I also wonder, do you think it's, a lot of people are saying it's overstated?
No.
I wonder. No?
No.
Okay.
No. I don't feel it's overstated. You know, the people that talk around, my husband did this for a while. In the very beginning, I saw two people in China get the flu, okay? I mean, get the virus. I started going out shopping for food at that point. My husband says, are you crazy spending $700 on food? I said, watch. Okay? And I was able to get everything. No, they're just informing. They've toned it down, I've noticed, a little bit. But now they're informing people. They're working on cures as fast as they can. China has now, they're free. They're clear, supposedly. So slowly but surely, within the next few months, it'll work its way around here if we do what they say. You know, if we, you know, leave the house or do whatever, then not going to work. And I'm in a dangerous job, too. I mean, the dashing, you know, door dashing, but we're cool with it. I mean, you know, we don't face the people. We just put it on the door. But, I mean, it's just like all I can tell you is you'll be okay. How many people in Queens have it?
I don't know.
Barb, can you
where?
Queens.
Where?
Queens.
I got it. I heard you. I'm checking.
Yeah, there's one hospital in Queens that they're calling the epicenter, and they're overloaded. But, you know, they also don't have many hospitals in Queens. So they're always overloaded.
4,006. Okay, coronavirus count. Queens leads with 4,667 cases.
Oh, my God.
Well.
Do you have a relatives in other places, sweetie?
Not nearby. I have one in an assisted living in Texas. I have my sisters in California. I have some other remote relatives in Vegas or
It's just not going to matter. You're going to have to talk into the phone, hon. I can't hear you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I don't have much family left. I have maybe what you might consider extended family from my late partner. We never actually got married, so it's not official, but he has two children I'm somewhat close to, and their family. So if you consider them family, they're in the area.
Find all that. What did you need to know?
I'm sorry, what is my...
What do you need to know? What do you want to know?
Okay. What do you see ahead for me? I've been moving towards healing my grief and moving forward in whatever's going to be the next phase of my life. And I'm going to need to resolve money issues. I'm okay for a month or so still, but mm-hmm. I'm either going to have to get a roommate or find some other thing. And is there any guidance, anything you see about that,
yes,
especially
yes,
with the virus situation?
I believe things will lighten up within the next 2 months. The government has to come in and help us, which I believe they will. I have a lot. Actually, I think Trump is doing a very good job, no matter what you think of him. He's doing a really good job in trying to help people at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I think that part was right now. As far as getting a roommate, that's a good idea after this is over with the virus, to get a roommate if you want. What type of work do you do?
Well, I haven't worked in a million years and don't really have a career.
So how are you going to get yourself?
Well, my very low retirement and a little bit of disability left over.
Okay. You'll be all right.
I would like to get off that. I would like to find my right calling and a business or something and be self-sustaining and get my abundance. But I have no clue.
It's hard at this level in time for anyone to see what their calling would be or what's going on because of your situation.
Yeah.
We can't go past, it's like we can't, I don't know about you, Barbara, I can't go past the situation, and see, there's like no life for anybody except for this at the moment. Once we go past this, everything will open up. Things are going to change in the world. It's not going to be the same as it was. And things are going to open up. And there'll be different types of work, different types of jobs. There'll be more jobs at home for people, not so much going into work, but there'll be a lot of jobs at home. There's going to be a lot of, caring jobs, helping other people, caring for people jobs. There's different things that are going to pop up. So just hang in there for these 2 months and just stay out of the, stay out of everything so you don't get the virus. And work through it, and you should be all right.
Okay, well, I'm using this time as a healing period for me anyway, but there's still the uncertainty and the insecurity is okay. Well, I still don't have my own issues with money and everything resolved for going forward. So anyway, thank
you.
You're
not the only one, and
I
believe help will come. The whole world is in this situation. And we had a business shutdown. We don't have income. It's just the whole world. But you have to think positive, because if you think negative, you will draw that into your life. Think positive that things will work itself out. Like there's a master plan, and whatever this master plan is, it's a teaching lesson for people, and people are supposed to learn from it. And it's a spiritual thing, and we all go through grieving and we all go through pain, and the thing is to read uplifting material and try not to watch a TV 24/7.
Oh yes, I've been doing all those things, and I ultimately do believe that.
You know what?
Thank you. Yes, I do believe there's a master plan, and I think I feel deep down that things will work out and I will be okay.
It is a master plan.
And I do meditation and I do affirm that to myself, and I listen to uplifting programs and people and shows like this.
The this is not the end
thank
of
you.
The world.
Thank you for the confirmation, yes.
Yes, it's not the end of the world. We're not, you know, and if it is, hey, what can you do about it, all right? It is what it is. So just hang in there, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You have a good one, sweetie. Call us back.
Thank you. Thank
you.
Many blessings.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
And Johnny, you there?
Yes, I'm still here, yes.
Yep.
He's raring to go. Who's next?
Don and Dave caller?
Yes.
Okay. Area code 704.
You know what, Johnny?
704.
Johnny, Barbara, Friday is a good day.
Hey, how are you?
It is. It is a great day. You're on live with Psychic Dale Shearer. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm Marcia. I live in North Carolina. I'm a nurse.
Oh, God bless you. Okay, I have very good friends in North Carolina. So, what can I do for you, sweetie?
I was just wondering, what do you see for me this year as far as love and finance?
Well, again, it's rough. Are you actively working at this time?
Yes, ma'am. I'm a nurse.
Okay. There is someone love-wise that does care about you within your work situation. But because you guys are under a lot of pressure and doing what you're doing and, you know, essential, you will get involved with a gentleman that you work with, someone you work with that will be nice, that will be kind, and that will be good. I can't talk about trips or traveling or anything, because what's going to happen is after this virus is over, and it will be within a few months, people will be frightened to travel and go places still. They'll be scared to take the airlines, even though we'll be told that it's safe. Places will start to open up slowly, but income, it's kind of we're in a recession, and it's happening slowly. So it's hard to say who you'll be with or what you'll be doing. I would say, folks out there, give it a whole year for everything to go back to somewhat normal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the best I can tell you, okay?
Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Hang in there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. I thought it's going to be a lot of virtual stuff going on in the dating world, because that's how a lot of people are doing it before this. It's probably going
yes,
to become a bigger trend.
They have to meet. They have to meet, Barbara. And the whole thing, it's going to be a different world. I'm telling you, it's different.
Yeah, it is.
You have to trust me on that one. It's not going to be the same as what we knew and all the money and flowing and lots. You know, sure, there'll be plenty of jobs and probably more jobs than we can ever imagine in a lifetime, but there'll be different types, okay?
Well, this woman who's a nurse might be able to meet somebody at the hospital. There's plenty of people there.
That's what I said.
Yeah, So that, I mean, there's a hope for her. With love.
Johnny, do we have any more holding or what?
We sure do. Okay.
How many do we have?
Uh-oh. Friday's a good day, Johnny.
It is a good day. You're right, Dale, because you're psychic.
You
felt it.
I felt it.
You
It's going to be good. It's going to get bigger and bigger.
On the air.
Okay. Well, hello. Welcome to the show. You're on live with Psychic Dale Shearer.
Hi, this is Julia from Florida.
Hi, Julia.
Hello
there. What can I do for you, darling?
Well, I've been thinking about moving for a while, and I'm kind of, you know, waffling back and forth. I'm trying to figure out if I should stay.
Where do you want to move
to? I'm sorry?
Where do you want to move to?
Well, it's either stay here in Florida, possibly move to Kansas, but I'm not sure. That's part of the problem, is I'm having a hard time pinpointing the where, because, you know, I'm mid-50s, and so it's just me making this big move, so I go into fear a little bit. But
okay, question. What is in Kansas for you?
My daughter.
That's a good reason to move.
Yes. Yes, it is.
She wants you there? Well, what's the problem?
My own insecurities. Since the divorce, I kind of feel like I'm really unsure of myself around her. So
I have a question. This is the way I see it. This is the way it'll work, and this is the way it'll be positive if you can do it. Can you rent your house out?
Oh, I'm just renting where I live now, so I'll just be leaving here.
Oh, I see. Okay. But there are plenty of places to live in Florida at this point, or is it not?
Well, where I live now, it's a good place because the rent is surprisingly, you know, for this area, it's a really good rental price. So that's part of why I'm staying.
Before you were going up and back to Kansas, is that what you were doing?
I just go there to visit, you know, like a long weekend or something.
Okay.
But I have never moved there.
My feeling is stay where you're at because you're not going to find anything cheaper unless you go live with your daughter, which I don't think is, you want to do that. Do you want to live with her or not?
No, I don't want to live with her.
Okay. I feel it's fine where you're at. You have everything. You know everybody. You know where everything is. Just go visit her often and make, you know, do that. That's the best thing you can do.
Okay.
I feel you'd be making a very big mistake if you moved. I feel right now, and especially now with the coronavirus and everything else, everybody should stay put. Just stay put where you're at, and times will change, and it will be okay. But just visit her more often. It's okay. I can see you taking a train or a plane or something to go see her. It'll be all right. Okay?
Ooh. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Any other questions real quick?
Well, you know, like a lot of women my age looking, you know, hoping to find love again.
Now is not the time, folks.
Oh, no, I don't mean like right now, but I mean, is there like love at some point coming for me?
Yes. There's love for everybody, of course. No doubt in your mind. Just fix your hair up a little bit, color it, start looking sexy, you know, get yourself together. It'll all be fine. Now's a good time. People don't realize that you're staying home. Now's a good time to work on yourself. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Awesome. Yes.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank
try
you
all
very
those.
Much.
You know what? I keep thinking it's going to be hysterical, Barbara. People can't get to hairdressers or nail people. So can you imagine what everybody's hair and nail is going to look like after the
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, I'm looking at my own. I'm looking
I know,
at one
I'm
of
lucky.
Them, and I am like I've had to grow the nails off, and you know they're soft underneath. And I hear it's good to have a break from that anyway because it kind of poisons your body. And I will have to get my hair done, that's for sure. And I am white. I usually like to get a little spray tan, but you know what? Who cares? Nobody's looking at me anyway right now.
Well, that's okay. I've been out door dashing, and I find people, they're rolling their seats in their pajamas just to pick up their food. It's hysterical. I love it.
Yeah.
But I am
yeah,
very
like
lucky.
Don't care.
I'm very lucky. My hairdresser is in Reno, and I can go to her house, and she does my hair. So I'm lucky.
Well, are we supposed to be going over to people's houses? So what if somebody
well,
came
I'm
and gave
sure.
it to her?
You know what? I don't care. I'm going to get this thing. I get it. I really don't care. It's just her. I know her. She knows me.
Yeah.
No problem.
That's what my mom said when her brother was going to come visit her. We're all worried because she does already have an underlying lung disease, and she's so susceptible. I mean, she cannot get it. She would not be able to survive it. So we're all worried, but she's like, I don't care. I just want my brother to come visit. You know, she's been isolated already before this from from everybody because she has an oxygen tank.
You got to quit worrying. If it's meant to be that you get it, then your time is up. That's what it is. I'm not saying.
Okay, but what about? Okay, you say we probably won't be flying for a few months, but I was supposed to go see my mom, you know, because of her disease before all this whole thing was even announced at all. I was really looking forward to seeing her April 9th because she's so sick.
What is she there?
Grand Coulee, Washington, where hardly anybody is. It's like a very remote little city. It doesn't even have taxi cabs.
Fine.
So,
your damn car, have a friend and go up there.
That's what I thought. Thank you, Dale, because I said, you know what, if I can't fly, I don't care how long it takes for me to drive to you, Mother. I have to see you. Because I just heard, she told me recently that she only had a year or two to live, and I was like, was devastated. I mean, I am devastated. And, I have to see my mother.
Get in the car and drive and go.
Okay.
And just take all the sanitizers and take all the stuff and do whatever you need to do. How many hours it is your wife, Millie? It's just what? You know, you could just pull off the road in a desolated place, or better off, you could rent a camper. You can rent
That'd
a camper and just do it.
Really fun renting a camper. Good idea. Wow.
I'm excited.
Thanks, Jill.
Yeah, you know what?
People, after talking to you, people get happier. And, I mean, I just did.
Good. I wish I could make myself happier.
Well, you seem happy anyway. I mean, you've got a job. Everything's great.
Yeah, I got a job. In fact, I got to talk to Johnny and get that lady's number. Anyway, Johnny, are we almost done, or what's going on here?
No, we have a few more callers, but I mean, are you able to do it? Do you have the energy?
Not really. Can they call back next Friday? Because we've changed the date.
Sure, we can.
And
I
need that phone number so I can call that number. I mean, of that lady.
Oh, I'll give that girl's number. Let me do that for you right now.
You know what? Just text me.
Just give it to her later, and we'll close the show. He's gonna give it. Okay, because I don't think the lady probably wants her phone number to. I mean, I don't know. Maybe she wants her reading
out
phone
on
number.
No, I wasn't
gonna
read it out.
Or the DoorDash.
All right. Well, thank you, Gail.
Aloha, everybody.
Aloha, Gail. Great job as usual.
And do the shout-out.
We're so happy to have you. And, you know, if you would like to hear this show again and hear more of Gail's shows, you can find them on our YouTube channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe. We appreciate your support. And also, if you would like to reach Dale directly, you can, like momentarily when we close the show, you can reach her at her direct number, 808-372-1816. And also, check out her website, daleshear.com, and you can also book her through that as well. Please visit us on our Facebook, because we post what we're doing, our past shows and highlighted shows and interesting stuff, and Twitter and Instagram. And thank you so much, everybody, for calling in. That was a great turnout, like Dale predicted. And we will see you tomorrow, Monday. We'll see you Monday, but we'll see Dale every Friday now, okay? So thank you. Because we did
Aloha,
have a couple
Johnny,
people
and
call
I got the
you
number.
Yesterday.
Thank you. Okay. Aloha. Bye-bye.
What was that? Bye. Aloha, Dale. And thank you, Johnny. Thank you so much.